Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner, along with our special guest John Munson, Vice President for Rural Capital Network at AgStar and Vice Chair for the Center for Rural Policy and Development's Board. This is the fourth in a four-part series on Minnesota's rural economy with John Munson. We've been talking about how rural Minnesota communities can thrive in today's global market. And what Munson says is that rural Minnesota needs to start thinking regionally rather than locally, working collaboratively, leveraging resources and capital. But Munson also acknowledges the importance of agriculture in rural Minnesota and talked about how this asset could also be leveraged with entrepreneurs.
So it creates a new dynamic. We are going to see more hobby farmers. I do think we're going to see growth in the organic and sustainable areas, mm-hmm. for sure, because there's a growing demand for that. And locally grown foods is also an important and emerging market here in Minnesota, too. There's a real appreciation for how things are grown, not just what people eat. So it's really understanding the dynamics that are growing and changing and the hobby farms in this state, where they have a couple horses or they have really what many of us may have considered a garden, a couple acres, you know, where they're growing what they choose to grow and maybe even selling it or syrup.
Right.
You talked about timber up in northern Minnesota, very important industry up there as well. That's also struggled along.
Mm-hmm.
So each part of the state's a little bit different and different segments of agriculture are impacted a little differently. But we hear and think about the grain industry and the prices that we see and how good that is for our farmers. But there are more dynamics at play in agriculture than we realize once we dig deeper.
Well, and you know, you mentioned the, yes, I think you're correct when you say we need to develop a culture that really supports and encourages entrepreneurialism. But some of the best entrepreneurs are people who are in agriculture.
We are seeing some unbelievable technologies and ideas emerge. And they are really areas of convergence between where agriculture, healthcare, manufacturing, where they converge, you are seeing renewable energy, bioscience, high technology. And again, I think we're also seeing this outgrowth of these organic, sustainable, and locally grown food opportunities that people are focusing on that add new value. In fact, at AgStar and our team, we're working with a number of these startup companies because they have great ideas, but they don't have the expertise to get started or to attract capital. So we've grown a business unit devoted to that activity. And some of the technologies we're seeing are incredible, and there are dozens of them across Minnesota that are starting today. And they're all a little bit different, reaching a different niche segment. But they do all have a capacity to become globally competitive if they can get the right capital, the right management and leadership and infrastructure in place. It could be a game changer. And a few of them are going to take off.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know which ones they're going to be. A number of them are going to fail. But they may start again and again and again. And eventually, they're probably going to hit. But we're seeing some things that are really amazing. And I'll tell you what, it would knock the socks off anybody who looked at them. I think it's very exciting work. And I'm anxious to see which one of them 10 years from now is really growing. But it is fun stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. John, thanks so much for coming by and sharing with us. Really appreciate your expertise and your viewpoints. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.